Hey, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. This episode is going to be a rerun episode because I am on vacation and I didn't plan out an episode in time to give you guys something new. But I didn't want to just release the episode and not explain why I did that. So I have decided to rerun the mother-daughter stages episode because that has come up a lot recently in some of my sessions, and I thought it was appropriate to bring it back up. The mother-daughter relationship goes through more stages than any other relationship that we have. Really the parent-child relationship, but I focus on moms and daughters, so that's what I talk about. The mom and daughter relationship goes through more changes and more stages than any other relationship that we have. It's the one where our boundaries have to be redrawn in each stage. We have to approach the relationship differently at each stage, and what we need, what we want, and how we show up in each stage changes. One of the biggest struggles in mother-daughter relationships when they start to break is not knowing when a new stage has begun and when boundaries need to be redrawn and when moms need to show up differently for their daughters. Mothering and parenthood never stops. It doesn't end. It's just that with each stage, the daughter needs her mom in a different way. The need for mom never changes or never goes away, but how we need our mothers to show up changes with each stage. And if the mom isn't recognizing that a new stage has emerged or accepting that her role changes and is willing to show up differently, we may have conflict and struggle inside of that mother-daughter relationship. And because I have discussed this a few times in recent sessions, I thought now that I'm on vacation, this is the perfect time to release this episode again and let you hear it and hear the 6 stages that I believe the mother-daughter relationship goes through. Maybe it can help you to recognize what stage you might be in, what boundaries you might need to redraw or recreate, or what new boundaries that you never had to have before, and how to use your voice to make that happen. And if you're a mom listening to this, maybe you can recognize where your daughter is, what stage your relationship is in with her, and how you can show up differently to fully support her. So I hope you enjoy re-listening to this. And next week, I will have a brand new episode for you. I promise.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Relationship Show, the podcast for mothers and daughters who want to build stronger bonds, deepen their understanding, and transform their relationships. I'm your host, Brittany Scott, licensed therapist and mother-daughter relationship coach. After years of working with hundreds of daughters and mothers, I've developed strategies that help break generational patterns, heal wounds, and create the loving relationships you've always wanted. Each week, I'll be sharing insights from real clients, expert interviews, and practical tools you can use immediately to improve your mother-daughter dynamic. Whether you're struggling with communication breakdowns, navigating major life transitions, or simply want to take your already good relationship to the next level, the show is for you. And yes, the transformation I guide my clients through can be yours too. I'll share more about how you can work with me. It's time to experience the relationship you both deserve. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
If you're trying to control your adult daughter in the way that you had control over her as a child, it's not going to work. And it's going to damage a relationship that would feel joyful or could be deeper, could turn into this amazing friendship. If she can't be the young adult and make her decisions and guide her life in the way that feels good for her, that is aligned with her morals and her values, with you walking alongside of her, being a collaborative person in her life, she may not come to you for much.
Today's episode is going to be all about the 6 different stages of the mother-daughter relationship,
how to get your needs met inside of each stage. And if you are a mom listening to this, no matter how old your daughter is, recognizing what stage you're in as her mother and how to make sure that you are meeting her needs. Each of these stages hold a different level of importance, and they're going to require you to show up differently in each stage, create and enforce different boundaries in each of these stages, and you're going to have to understand the person that you're in a relationship with. So whether you are in the mother role or the daughter role, each of the stages change for you, but that also changes for the other person as well. So the six stages are going to be birth to adolescence, adolescence to young adult to marriage and family to midlife, and midlife to end of life for the mother. The marriage and family portion of the six stages can change depending on life circumstances, choice, or medical circumstances that may change what marriage and family looks like for a woman. These six stages may turn into five. It just depends on what happens, but the stages still stand, whether it's five or six. Okay, so the first stage, birth to adolescence. This first stage is characterized by dependency, nurturing, and role modeling. A daughter's need in this stage is stability, it's affection, it's guidance. The patience in this first stage needs to be so big. My daughter is currently three. She'll be four in November. And my goodness, like the growth and development that is happening and this level of independence she believes she can have is very interesting, frustrating sometimes. But getting to witness and to guide her in her growth into becoming a young woman someday, I don't know, it's amazing. I enjoy it, but the level of patience, my goodness. I love being a mom, but age three has really tested me. The brain development that happens in this first stage is massive. Language development, understanding the world, social and emotional learning of being with and around and sharing space with other people. The emotional connection to parents, especially to mom. This stage is so very important to who we're going to be as adults. The second stage, adolescence to young adult, is these preteen and teenage years. These are the years that people warn you about when you're raising a daughter. Oh, just wait till she becomes a teenager. Just wait till she's a teenager. These are those years. And I hate that we've characterized these years as something to brace ourselves for. On one hand, I get it. I understand where people are going. But on the other hand, it's frustrating because all it tells me is that they don't understand teenagers. Even though we were all teenagers at one point. And truly, not much changes. The development is still the same. The need for independence is still the same. But anyways, the adolescent years, the daughter in this stage needs an increasing level of independence. So as she goes from, we'll just say 11, preteen, to 18, the level of independence continues to increase. The level of boundaries, privacy, and support that she needs, again, is increasing and changing with each set of ages. And conflict with inside of a relationship with her parents, with her mother, is going to change. Not all conflict is a bad thing. It's going to happen, but we attach conflict to this negative thing when it doesn't have to be that. Conflict can simply be a difference of opinion, a disagreement, some tension, things that just need to be worked through. As rules and boundaries change, as a teenager grows closer to adulthood, the rules on what she's allowed to do, the rules on what you allow and the safety nets and boundaries that you put in place as a parent, those things change. And so conflict is inevitable. It's going to happen. But it doesn't mean that it has to be this big falling out. Sometimes it just means things you have to work through. So when I'm working with parents of teenagers, one thing that I like to teach them, a metaphor I want them to have in the back of their mind that I'm going to give you, is think of this relationship as you and her standing inside of a rubber band. And you're going to remain stationary as the mom. You're not going to move. You're going to pick your spot. You're on your end of this rubber band. She's on hers. You don't move. She's going to move. Okay? She's going to stretch a little bit. The rubber band's going to stretch. It's going to stretch a little bit more and a little bit more as she tests her boundaries and tests her independence and sees how far she can pull away and learns who she wants to be in this world while she's creating the person she is wanting to become. And all the while she's pulling on this rubber band, you're not moving. Okay? Your boundaries are solid. Your presence in her life is highly visible and she knows you're there. You're not pulling back against her in a way that's going to snap the rubber band in half. You're not creating extra tension, okay? She knows you. She knows who you are. She knows what you stand for. She knows your boundaries. You're solid. She knows what to expect from you. You are an ever-presence in her life. You aren't going anywhere, and she can come to trust and know this is who you are. You're unwavering, and you are stationary. You are right there for her to return back to when she needs to, okay? And you know that this rubber band is here. And you know that with this rubber band, she's allowed to stretch a little bit and stretch a little bit. But when a rubber band stretches, the other part of that gets pulled back in. And so when she turns around to see you, when she stops stretching this rubber band and she stops pulling away and she needs help or she needs support or she needs comfort, whatever it is, like whatever's going on in her life, and she knows that she needs to stop with the independence a little bit, stop pulling away. Like, of course, this is developmentally appropriate. This is supposed to be happening. That rubber band is going to snap her back to you because you're not pulling against it, because you're not wavering, because you're not stepping outside of this rubber band, because you are not going anywhere. When that rubber band snaps back because she lets go of some of this independence, of some of the pulling away from you, she's snapping right back to you, which is where you want her. You want her to return to you every single time she needs help, every single time she's in trouble, every single time she needs emotional support, every single time she doesn't know what to do. You want that rubber band snapping back to you, and that is why you're stationary, and that is why you're ever present. You're not going anywhere. During this stage, she is exploring herself and who she is going to become, and just everything that she wants to be, and she's learning how to do some of that independently from her parents. If mom is so angry about this independence, if mom does what she can to remove any level of independence because she isn't ready for it or she's not going to allow it, if the mom steps outside of this rubber band so there's no one for this daughter to snap back to, then we have a separation for mom and daughter. Emotional support dies. The safety of exploring herself and messing up, but being able to return back to her mom for guidance on how to do it correctly, on how to try again, on what she can change for next time, all of that is just gone. And if a teenager in this stage is going to have a lasting relationship with her mom, mom has to be the stationary presence inside the rubber band that allows a little bit of stretching. Maybe you tug on that rubber band a little bit to pull her back in. Hey, okay, you've stretched too far. Let me pull a little bit. But it's you pulling on the reins that you're inside of, not you stepping out, not you refusing to let the rubber band stretch a little bit, and not you refusing to be a part of this like stretch and snap back. If you don't let this happen, a connection that she has to you that builds trust and safety gets really hard, or it just dies between the two of you, and the relationship is going to be affected from that point on. All right, stage three. This is the young adult stage. This is where you get to step outside of that rubber band and watch the daughter you just raised blossom. Now, she still needs you. Okay, you're not walking away. You're just kind of stepping outside of the rubber band, but you can still hold on to it with your hand. She needs you. She just needs you in a new way. She needs you to shift into a position that is more collaborative. You are now walking alongside of her instead of walking behind and guiding her and being very close in her decision making and putting in those boundaries to say no in the stops and the safety nets. You're no longer doing that. You're walking next to her. Imagine, instead of holding the rubber band, imagine holding her hand. And so you're still there, but now it's a collaboration because her decisions are hers. She gets to make the final decision. This is her life, but she gets to collaborate that with you because you respect her. You trust her because you trust the young woman that you raised. And you're prepared to give advice versus give boundaries. Does that make sense? Like, you're not setting her rules anymore, but you are giving advice to help her to set her own rules and to fall within her own morals and values that she has for herself in her life. You are giving advice that falls alongside of that. And you are now in collaboration with her to help her to have a life that feels joyful and fulfilling. In this stage, if she trusts that she gets to make her own final decision, but be in collaboration with you, look to you for advice, look to you for support that isn't rule setting, this is going to keep her in your life, coming back for more. If you can create a relationship in her young adulthood that tells her that you trust her, that you're proud of the young woman she's become because you raised her and guided her, and you are prepared to help her to fix mistakes without setting rules. You are the collaborative guidance person. Like, you're helping her. You're walking alongside of her. And if you can do that in a way that allows her to be the center stage of this, you are going to keep her in your life and you are going to keep her coming back to you for support. And that trust is just going to get stronger. And this stage rolls into the marriage and motherhood stage because, again, this is another stage of her life where she 100% needs you. She just needs you in a new way. And sometimes moms forget that the need in a new way isn't pushing you away, isn't telling you no. It's just the guidelines are shifting. And so can you jump into the new guideline and be supportive in that new way? And as a wife and a mother, should she choose that for her life, her new, I guess, hand holding is going to be her partner. She's going to be holding the hands of her partner. And so you're not going to be in that direct like collaboration mode because now she's in collaboration building her immediate family with her partner. But you are still there. It's just not as close. So it's a little bit further. And your guidance and your wisdom is still needed. But first person she's probably going to is her partner, or she's going to fall on what feels natural. And the last two stages would be midlife and then caring for an aging mother. At midlife, this truly is a friendship. This is mutual understanding, sharing mutual experiences, a potential for a deep connection. This is the stage you guys really get to be friends without there being a whole lot of guidance and teaching anymore. And for some people, this is where things can get really fun if you guys continue to have a great supportive relationship. And then caring for the aging mother, the sandwich part of life, caring for a mother and caring for children, you're sandwiched between two caregiving roles, and that can feel stressful, exhausting. But those are the six stages of how the mother-daughter relationships are going to change. Boundaries, guidance, nurturing, support, all of these things, how it has to adjust and how it has to evolve and how it has to change for the relationship to continue feeling joyful and feel good. It's not going to look the same in each of those stages. It can't. And if you're trying to force it to look the same in each of those stages, if you're trying to control your adult daughter in the way that you had control over her as a child, it's not going to work. It just won't. And it's going to damage a relationship that would feel joyful or could be deeper could turn into this amazing friendship. If she can't be the young adult and make her decisions and guide her life in the way that feels good for her, that is aligned with her morals and her values, with you walking alongside of her, being a collaborative person in her life, she may not come to you for much. The trust is going to break down. She's not going to want your support because your support won't feel like support. It'll feel forceful. When I ask daughters the question, what was the event or what was the experience that you remember that broke down the relationship? And I have them recall the last memory where I was like, this is not the relationship that I want. This is not a relationship that's safe, or this isn't a relationship that feels good. I asked for one event or one experience, and that event or experience usually, I won't say always, I'll just say usually occurs during the young adult stage. That is most of the time the final event where they are able to say, you know what? No, this isn't okay. I don't like this. This doesn't feel good. Whether they decide to be estranged from their mom or not, or whether they just finally recognize that this is a relationship that hurts, that final experience is usually in young adulthood. And so when we go through to work on healing or work on just understanding their relationship with their mom, they can usually tie back more experiences to the adolescent stage. And this is the stage where I think moms sometimes struggle to allow some independence while understanding her role is to be inside that rubber band and let it keep snapping back. Maybe give it a little tug. Hey, you're going too far. No, there are some boundaries here. We can't do this. I want you to be able to have some independence and explore, but this can't happen. There's no rubber band at all. And without that, there's no trust, there's no emotional support, and there's no guidance. If you're listening to this and you have a mother wound or you struggle in your relationship with your mom, I want you to answer that question for yourself. Maybe journal about it, write it down, or just sit down and give some thought to it. What was the experience or what was the event that caused a relationship to break down? What was the last thing you remember that helped you to identify that this shouldn't feel this way? Now looking back, I know wasn't okay or wasn't normal. This is not how a mother-daughter relationship should feel. So what is that event for yourself? And then where were you at in life? What stage were you at? And what did your relationship with your mom need that it didn't get? And what would have made things better? That is one of my favorite questions, is what did you need that you didn't get? Because inside of that answer, when you're able to sit down and give words or emotions to that, that is the part of you that needs healing. That is the part of your inner child that is screaming, look at me, work on this part of me, hold my hand through this part. If you're wondering what needs healing or what you need to work on or what part of you is still hurting, it lies inside that answer. What did you need that you didn't get? And also, if you can identify what stage you were in when the breakdown happened, or where maybe most of your hurt is occurring, if you can identify what stage you're in, that is also going to help you identify what part of your inner child is still hurting. What part of her are you needing to heal? And what relationships today are going to help you do that? Where are you going to get that support? Where are you going to be able to actually let your inner child scream? Let her get the time and the attention that she deserves so that you can feel better. Thank you for listening. You've made it to the end of this episode. That's all for today's episode of the Mother-Daughter Relationship Show. Thanks so much for spending this time with me. I hope you picked up some valuable insights that you can start using right away in your own relationship to create deeper connection and understanding. If something from today's episode resonated with you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a mother or daughter in your life who needs to hear this message. And while you're at it, please consider leaving a rating and review so we can reach more families and transform the way mothers and daughters relate to each other. For those ready to take the next step, you can visit my website to learn more about my private coaching programs and my program designed specifically for mother-daughter pairs.
Whether you're dealing with communication challenges, life transitions, or just want to strengthen an already good relationship, I'm here to help. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next one.